50 degrees once again, and expect this just to keep going. We're not going to see any snow this year. I guarantee it. No, I'm not going to guarantee that. No, I think something's going to happen with our weather. I've been talking to Mr. Bill down there at Channel 7. He says, just wait till the end of the month. Things will be changing. So with that, we really haven't had to worry about the weather, but we have been worrying about COVID and all kinds of things like that. So with the folks over at Three Rivers Public Health, Ann Geringer is here, health educator. Welcome. Nice to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, yeah. Let's talk a little bit about this month. I'm tired of talking about that other stuff. So,
yep, so are we.
Let's talk about what month this is.
So February is Heart Month. And so, you know, we've really been focused on COVID the last 2 years. But heart disease remains the leading cause of death in the U.S. and in Nebraska. So definitely a huge public health concern and issue.
So there are some things, obviously, that we should be doing to keep our hearts healthy, right?
Yes. Yes. So overall, heart disease refers to a number of conditions. The most common type of heart disease is coronary artery disease, and that's where there's plaque buildup that reduces blood flow to the heart, and that's not good, obviously. It can lead to heart attack. So some of the things that we can do to reduce our risk of heart disease and kind of manage that is making sure you're regularly checking your blood pressure, cholesterol, triglycerides. Talk to your doctor about the need for testing for type 2 diabetes if that's a concern for you. Quit smoking or don't start. Eat healthy foods and try to stay active. Just even going out for a walk is going to be beneficial.
And I feel fine. Come on.
You know,
but you should
yes.
still get it checked, right? Just because yes, you haven't been to the doctor for a long time, maybe you should go and get
yes.
checked, right?
Heart disease is sometimes known as the silent killer because oftentimes there are no outward symptoms. And so that's why getting, you know, checking your blood pressure, checking your cholesterol is important. Other things you can do is trying to manage stress. That can be another key risk factor for heart disease. Even something like doing yoga or meditation, or even just taking time to read or enjoy a movie or something like that can be helpful. Getting enough sleep is also important.
Yeah, the sleep thing is important. Yep. I know at our house, we always we're exercising. So that's got to be a big part of that,
it
doesn't
is.
It?
Yep. Exercise is a big part in reducing the risk of heart disease, but it doesn't have to be anything. You don't have to go to a gym to do that. You don't have to have a Peloton to do that. You can go out and walk. Just moving your body every day is really important.
Yeah, that's around our house. You can just go walk around the big block,
yep.
not just one block. So
yes.
it makes a big difference.
Yes, it does.
Is there anything, I guess, as far as people who live in this area, is there anything that really shows up, and I guess when people go in to get checked as far as heart symptoms and things, is there one thing
that a
lot of people see?
I'm not sure trends as far as our area goes, but in general, like we said, there's a lot of times it's silent. If there are definitely symptoms of heart attack, however, though, things that are definitely concerning would be chest pain, obviously discomfort, along with feeling weak or lightheaded, faint, pain in your jaw or neck or back, sometimes pain in your one or both shoulders or arms, shortness of breath. Women oftentimes have a little bit different symptoms. They sometimes will experience nausea and vomiting as well, and maybe some pain in the arms.
Okay. Yeah, I was wondering if there was anything that was different there. I guess as far as heart health goes, are there any events that are coming up this month or anything that you guys are holding?
Really, the focus is just individually trying to work on some of those, reducing some of those health risks. So we're just encouraging people to get out and be active, try to focus on eating more fruits and vegetables, lowering, reducing the amount of saturated fats you're eating. So fatty red meats, trying to eat more lean meats, fruits and vegetables.
I'll try to resist the temptation there.
No, it's hard.
Oh my gosh.
Everything in moderation.
Yes, do it in moderation for sure. Anything else today? Is that pretty much it?
That's pretty much it.
All right. Well, thank you for coming in. I'm not going to talk COVID today.
Yep,
I don't want to talk anymore.
We'll just, feel the same way.
I encourage people, though, to go to the website. All the information is there. Numbers do seem to be declining a little bit, slowly declining, and hopefully we get to the point where we're not talking about that
yes.
anymore. So.
Yep. Get your booster if you're eligible and haven't done so. If you are eligible and haven't done so, you should be receiving a postcard in the mail soon reminding you to get your booster.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah, no, we just got our boosters last week. And as I told you, my wife had no effects. I felt kind of crappy on Saturday. Mm-hmm. And of course, then I get the old cold sore this week.
Oh, yeah. Shoot.
So everybody has a different reaction.
It is really. There's really no rhyme or reason sometimes, it seems. Some people feel completely fine like I did, and other people feel kind of crappy for a day or so.
Yeah, second dose, I was fine. We didn't have any effects, so it's really weird. But yep. Oh well, the body okay. reacts differently.
Yep.
Thank you.
Right,
we appreciate
thanks.
It. That's Ann Gehringer, a health educator over at Three Rivers Public Health. We encourage you to go to the website. I go there all the time just to check numbers and see how things are doing. ThreeRiversPublicHealth.org. They'll let you know where you can go to get tested, when you can go get your booster shots. Make it pretty darn easy for you. So check it out today. Thanks. We'll talk with Bob Reynolds, Dodge County Sheriff's Office, next right here on the Big Dog, 98.9 FM, 1340 AM. Eight 42 on the Big Dog, 98.9 FM, 1340 AM. And we have the new guy in this. Well, he's not really a new guy, but our new sheriff, Bob Reynolds, is with us this morning. So along with Bree Frank of the Dodge County Sheriff's Office, welcome.
Thank you. Good morning, Chris.
Yeah, nice to have you here. Before we get started, there may be some people out there saying, Bob Reynolds, who's that guy? What about him? So give us a little background on yourself.
Okay. Well, I've been with the sheriff's office a little over 34 years. When Steve was elected sheriff, he chose me as his chief deputy, which has been the last 15 years. Grew up in Hooper, Nebraska, went to Loganview, got married. Yesterday was my 47th wedding anniversary. So
nice. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Let's see. How long have you been in law enforcement?
Almost 35 years.
Okay.
I started around the big blizzard in 1987.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what drew you to law enforcement?
Well, mine's kind of a funny story because I was kind of in the agricultural field before that, and there was financial problems with where I worked, and I was a pilot, and I was looking for some avenue to use that, and I thought, well, law enforcement, that would be good. So I applied to the sheriff's office. Dan Weddle gave me the opportunity to be a deputy. Unfortunately, Fremont and Dodge County couldn't support an aviation unit. For
yeah,
that.
I was going to say.
Yeah. But, you know, I'm very happy with where I'm at.
What part of this job do you like the most?
Oh, I think it's a everything's different every day. You're always having something new. Helping people, I really like that, you know.
Yeah.
You think law enforcement is kind of a legal authority, but we really like to help the public. That's more what we want.
Yeah. Bree Frank is also with us from Dodge County Sheriff's Office. What do you like about this guy?
A lot of things. Good morning, guys. So,
good morning.
It's been great. Bob has been here. Now Sheriff Reynolds has been here my entire time. So it's really great to have such a smooth transition and be able to make sure that your administration still has confidence in you, just like we have confidence in them.
Yeah, with Sheriff Haspin moving on, obviously you've got to promote some people, and there have been some promotions within. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, just before he left, he promoted three people to sergeant. Bree Frank is one of those.
Nice. Congratulations.
Bruce, thank you.
Bruce Mastin, our K-9 officer, he's also going to be a sergeant. And then Christian Ferrix is the third sergeant.
Okay. Let's talk about your staff right now. How many you have? And, boy, it's a lot of ground to cover.
Yeah. Oh, we have about 20 deputies right now. We're a little shorthanded. Dustin Weitzel's done a good – he's a sergeant, too. He's helped me quite a bit. He's kind of my right-hand man right now. Maybe in the future he might be something else.
Right, right.
So, yeah.
As far as those folks go, a lot of experience there?
Oh, yes, yes. I think how many years you've been on, Bree?
7 years.
7 years.
Wow, has it been seven already?
It feels like it's been so fast. Yeah, and the other guys, Sergeant Frerix now, that sounds weird to say. However, he's been there almost 15. And then Sergeant Mastin also started in Cheyenne County. So we actually went to the same academy class. So we're the same years-wise.
Good deal, good deal. What number would you like to be at as far as employees?
Oh, I think we'd like to get up about 25.
Okay.
You know, yeah. We have a lot of responsibilities with the courthouse now that are kind of new in the last few years, doing the scanner at the entrance of the courthouse and courtroom security, you know.
Yeah, that does. That makes for a little bit of extra there for sure.
It takes a lot of people to do that.
Yeah, yeah. And just to cover Dodge County, I mean, that's quite a big area for 20 people to be.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. And there's, you know, Dodge County and Fremont is still a wholesome community compared to other areas of the country. I mean, the people really support us, and we really appreciate that a lot.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about if there are, I imagine there are openings then.
Yeah, so I think we're going to be advertising here shortly.
Okay, very good.
Or at least three.
As far as the rest, any events coming up here in the near future? Usually you leave that to Bree.
Bree is kind of our, yeah, public relations lady.
That is true. Well, let's see. It's February. So kind of in the spring, we'll get started. We'll get our golf tournament coming up in the summer. And so we'll get started on that. And then we'll also have all the little things going through in the months. However, we just finished most of our fundraising for the past couple months. Has been every month we seem to have a fundraiser. So that's kind of died down. And we're also going to look at our canine fund as well and see if we need to have some more community engagement with our canine fund and see if we can fund another canine as well.
Yeah, that would be great. I mean, that's something that's always needed. It seems like as soon as you get that canine in the right spot where you're thinking, oh man, we've got a great dog now, then all of a sudden something happens and you're like, oh, we need one. Yeah. And that takes time, doesn't it?
Yeah, it takes quite a bit of time to train the dog and the trainer both, I guess.
Yeah, same thing with jobs. It takes a little while. You can't just hire somebody anymore unless they really have the experience, right?
Well, if we get somebody with no experience, it's probably a year from their hire date till they're actually useful on the road to us, yeah.
Okay, well, very good. Well, appreciate you guys coming in. I was yesterday, I'm thinking, oh, I got to call them and see if they're going to come in. But Steve had said, I think they're going to. Thank you. We appreciate it, as always.
Well, we want to carry on a lot of his traditions and the things he's built up over the years. He was a very good sheriff, and we appreciate everything he did.
Yeah. It has been pretty quiet, I would say. I better not. I'm going to, knock on wood.
Knock on wood.
It seems like because of the weather, and I don't know if you would agree with that, but lately, just with this weather, man, does that make it easier?
Somewhat, especially with coverage and overtime and things like that. We're still busy. We're still busy on the roads. A couple weekends ago, we handled a fatality up north of Scribner and things like that. So it's a double-edged sword. When it's nice out and we have no snow, then it seems to the traffic crashes go up. However, without snow, then the crashes that are less serious go down. So it's kind of a double-edged sword.
As far as coverage with other counties around us, Washington and Saunders and up to the north of us here in Cumming County and Butler, are you guys also available to help with those counties, or do you help out there?
Well, on the borders. We can't get too far over to other counties.
Okay.
But yeah, we help each other when we need to, yeah.
Yeah. One more question in regards to radio system. The new radio system is somewhat operating. There have been a few little snafus here and there, but seems to be working, or is it?
Yeah, it's working. We're waiting on a tower to be built in Omaha by the Douglas County Sheriff's Office. We were having some delays with the approvals down there, the permits and stuff, but last week they were approved, so I think they're probably starting.
Good.
Hopefully with this nice weather.
Yeah, get that baby up there and we'll get the total coverage here for the radio system.
It was badly needed, and that was nice that the citizens and the county board stepped up for that. $11 million is a lot of money.
Yeah. I won't get into joint law enforcement this morning. There we go. We'll leave that one alone for now. Thank you, Bob. We appreciate it. Bob Reynolds, the Dodge County Sheriff here. As Bree Frank, thank you also. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah. 850 here on the Big Dog, 98.9 FM, 1340 AM.